97.5 The Fanatic.
Alrighty, it is 4:33 on the Mike Lisnelli Show. It is time for a Twitter poll update, and then I got this major announcement. So right here, I got Natalie. Give me a Twitter poll. I got to open this.
All right, Mike, today's Twitter poll. Are the Eagles Super Bowl contenders? Over 1,300 votes. 41% say yes, 59% say no.
Oh, my word. Here is the announcement.
Yeah. Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, join Devon Gibbons, Brian Westbrook, and a man that we have on the line right now, the great Derek Gunn, the Fanatic pregame show Sunday, live from Parks Casino and Sportsbook. D. Gunn, are you with us?
Man, how you doing, man?
Good. We are so grateful that you've decided to do this. It's taking the show to another notch.
Man, you know, when this was the offer was presented to me, the first thing I asked was, first of all, who am I going to be working with? And they said Devon and Brian. And I thought for a second, I said, Brian Westbrook, let's see. He was one of the guys who gave me so much grief in the locker room weekly. I said, I don't know if I can work with this guy. I mean, this guy to work with. I said, you know what? B. West and I, we've been close friends for a long time. I have the utmost respect for both of these guys. And I'm excited. It's something I haven't done before. And I'm excited about doing this. You know me. You guys know me. I love talking football. And what better format, what better platform to be able to talk football and then on 97.5, The Fanatic, and especially with two guys I have a lot of respect for.
Well, listen, this is great news for the station that you're joining the pregame show. And you are so right about Westbrook. It's amazing because when he was a player, I tell him this all the time, he was a pain in the butt. He was Mr. Grumbles.
You know what he would say all the time? D-Gun, I got to get my work in. And
yeah.
5 minutes later, you see him standing in a corner talking to the player.
Yeah.
He's not even working.
He wanted nothing to do with the media.
Let me defend myself. First of all, this is number one. This is absolute truth. I love Derek Gunn's work. And listen, Derek Gunn, when I came to Philadelphia, to Villanova in 97, Derek Gunn was already at Comcast. And he was doing this thing. And I think they were kind of just getting started. And I used to watch Comcast Sportsnet all the time and just watch what you guys did. And I saw his professionalism. I saw his ability to track stories. And then as I became a player, now I'm watching him develop this craft, continue to get better and better. And I'm watching him get stories that nobody else had. And there was only one D Gunn that was getting the stories inside the locker room, outside the locker room. He was talking to Joe Banner at the time, Andy Reid. He was talking to McNabb, Dawkins, everyone else. And as a player, I'm going to tell you the truth. I used to come outside the locker room and D Gunn is standing there talking to somebody else, to Dawkins or somebody else. I was jealous. I was disappointed because I felt like I was his man. I felt like I was his go-to guy. And I walk out of the locker room and he's busy chatting it up with some other player. And I didn't appreciate it. And I didn't like it.
Total fiction. By the way, because you ran from the media. You had nothing to do with it. I saw it. I saw it firsthand. He thought the media like was a virus coming his way. You know?
Hey, Mike, and also he would do this too. He would also be one of the last guys to leave the locker room. Now, when B. West left the locker room, he looked like he was stepping out of GQ magazine. So I know he wanted to be meticulous. I mean, this man had on $10,000 suits, the jewelry.
Oh, no.
And I'm going to tell you how slick he got, Mike. He would wait. I guarantee you, he would wait sometimes until I had a guest. And he will walk by me and wave like, okay, you're talking to somebody else now.
You're busy. This is my point. This is my exact point.
I got you.
You were too busy for me.
Yeah, okay.
No, too busy.
But Mike, I'll tell you this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
I'll tell you this, Mike. I am I can't be more excited. Number one, to be doing the pregame show again this season, and we're going to be on 3 hours before the game, right up until game time. I couldn't be more excited to be doing the pregame show again with the great Devon Givens. He does a great job of kind of quarterbacking and point guarding our thing, passing the ball around, making sure that everyone gets their point heard and things like that. But to be able to be joined with someone that knows the team so well, someone that knows the environment, understands Philadelphia, understands everything that goes into a football game, like a guy like D. Gunn. I mean, it doesn't get any better for that. So this is literally a career highlight for me to be able to be on a pregame show with Devon Givens as well as D. Gunn. I mean, it doesn't get much better. The only thing that comes close to this is being on the show with Mike Missinelli, Tyrone, and Nate Natalitis. Only thing that comes close to it.
Oh, this
Looks
is
like
going
to
be.
I'm going to have to give him a slab of ribs then for that comment.
Oh, absolutely. You got to bring the slab on Sunday now. Here's the deal. Here's how it'll work. Devon kicks things off at 9 a.m. And then Brian and D. Gunn join Devon from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. They'll get you ready for this week's game, Birds in Washington, and subsequent games as we go through the season. It's the Fanatic pregame show. It's presented by Parx Casino and Sportsbook. It is live from Parx Casino. Of course, they're Pennsylvania's number one casino, and you must be 21 or older. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. So, D, listen, welcome to the family. And what is your game plan to work with these two guys? What specifically will you bring to this show?
Well, you know, the thing is, the one thing I like most about this is I don't have to quarterback a show. I don't have to distribute questions and then just sit there and listen to answers. I get to actually debate, talk, engage. And I think my asset will be getting updated information, basically giving you information about what I know about certain individuals or certain situations, hopefully continuously getting you the inactive reports before the 15, 20 minutes before they come out to the rest of the general public. And then I'm looking forward to debating Brian. Now, Brian played the game at his highest level. I've covered this game for 41 years. And I think between us three, I think there's going to be a great organic chemistry there. And I'm going to happily and respectfully, in a lot of cases, I won't say a lot of cases, but in cases, agree to disagree with some of the things. I think that's what makes a great show. Is not just agreeing with everything that's being said, mm-hmm. but having a debate. And I'm looking forward to debating a guy who I put on the highest pedestal possible in terms of who I respect in the 23 years that I've covered the Philadelphia sports scene.
Well, it's going to be great, and I can't wait. So, listen, thanks for being with us today, and we're all excited about the new Fanatic pregame show. It's live from Parx Casino on Sundays with Devon Givens, Brian Westbrook, and Derek Gunn. Derek, thanks a lot, man. We appreciate it.
Hey, B-West, you can't run from me anymore like you used to.
I'll see you Sunday, brother. I'll see you.
All right, man. We'll talk to you. Just don't bring up basketball to Brian Westbrook on these shows.
Oh, yeah, actually, man, you know how it is.
Got it was general manager talk.
You know, I will say right. One thing about Brian. It's a compliment. Mm-hmm. The passion that he has about the NBA was something obviously I had no clue about. I thought he honestly think in some ways Brian is more passionate now about the NBA than the NFL at this point.
Well, I think, you know what, this is the truth. I think that there's an easier way to see success in the NBA. We see all the teams that are still playing in the playoffs. They do it one way. It's all guard play. And I don't want to beat a dead horse, but I mean, you got to have guard play to win in this league. And right now, the Sixers don't have a good enough guard play to even contend, to even be mentioned with some of the best teams in the league. So that's absolutely true.
All right, man. We'll take a break. We're going to come back. And this is, of course, Football Friday, brought to you by AAA, wherever the open road takes you, take AAA. Brian Westbrook on with us for about 15 more minutes. So get your calls in at 610-622-0975. Back after this quick break.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.